It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today on the Thursday edition of Fresh Oil. We're talking today on the subject of the voice of the Spirit, how to hear God in a noisy world. And today's sermon is going to be talking about when God speaks in silence. And I'm using one of my favorite verses today as our theme verse for this program. It's Psalm 46 and verse 10. That's the verse that says, "Be still and know that I am God." When God speaks in silence. Silence can be uncomfortable sometimes. It can feel confusing, even painful at times. But what if I told you today that some of the most powerful words God speaks, He speaks them in silence? In today's episode, we're exploring what it means when heaven feels quiet, when God uses silence to draw us deeper, and how to discern His whisper in the stillness. Let's talk about the uncomfortable truth. We don't like silence. We fill every moment with noise. Music, conversation, podcasts, social media. The other day I went out with some friends on a boat and I noticed the boat had a radio and I said, does that play music? I love music. And they replied, "Yeah, but we just want to hear nature today." I thought that was good. See, silence feels sometimes like a void, and we often assume that when God is silent, He's distant. But that's not true. Silence is not absence. It's not rejection. Silence is often preparation. In fact, silence is sometimes God's loudest tool. Think about Abraham in those waiting years. God had promised Abraham a son, but then nothing happened for decades, friend. Was God silent? Yes, He was. Was He still working? Oh, yes. In the silence, God was growing Abraham's faith. And in Romans 4:20, it says, Abraham did not waver through unbelief. God used the silence to build the faith of Abraham. How about in Job, the storm of his suffering? Job lost everything, his children, his wealth, his health. And for most of the book, God doesn't say a word. But in the silence, guess what? Job discovered God's sovereignty. And when God finally spoke, it's not until Job 38, it wasn't an apology. It was a reminder that He is God and He is good. Even when He's quiet, God is good. Are you going through the storm of suffering today? Maybe you're trying to understand why God is silent, why you haven't been healed yet, why the doctors haven't had an answer for what's plaguing you. But I want to tell you something today, friend. God is not silent. He's right there behind the scenes, working all things together for your good. How about Jesus before the resurrection? Can you imagine from the crucifixion to Resurrection Sunday, there was some silent times there. The disciples were in hiding. They were in fear. No miracles, no appearances, just silence. But it was in that silence that redemption was being completed. God was doing His greatest work during those 3 days and three nights that Jesus lay in the tomb. See, God may be silent, but He's never still. Think of the classroom when a teacher gives the test. They don't talk. They're present. They're watching, but they're silent. Why? Because the test is not about the teacher. It's about what the student has already learned. God's silence doesn't mean He's left you. It may mean He's watching and waiting to see if you trust what He's already said. Now, why does God use silence? He uses it to deepen our trust. Faith isn't proven when God speaks. It's proven when He doesn't, and you trust Him anyway. Do you know in Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2, David records these verses. He says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, O Lord?" Have you ever prayed that prayer? I know I have. But just a few verses later, David says this, "I trust in your unfailing love." Now that's spiritual maturity, trusting in the silence. And sometimes God uses the silence to quiet your soul. God waits until you've exhausted your own thoughts, your opinions, your strategies, and then he speaks. And his silence clears the clutter. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." God can use that silent time just to quiet your soul. And then thirdly, he uses those times when it appears like God is silent to draw you closer. God doesn't shout at a distance. He whispers when you're close. If you lean into his presence, you'll discover a new intimacy with God that's not based on goosebumps, but on presence. If you're in a season, friend, where it seems like God isn't speaking, here's how to respond. Number one, you just keep showing up. Don't stop praying. Don't stop reading your Bible. And goodness, don't stop going to church and worshiping. Elijah heard God after the fire, after the earthquake, after the wind. You might need to stay still longer than you usually do. But just keep showing up. God will honor that. And then secondly, friend, revisit what God already said. What was the last clear word he gave you? Silence doesn't cancel his previous instruction. It only affirms it. And thirdly, guard against assumptions. Silence doesn't mean God is angry. It doesn't mean you failed. Job's friends assumed wrong things during God's silence, and they were rebuked for it. They judged Job. They thought it was his fault, but it wasn't. And then fourthly, practice stillness. Don't fight the silence, enter into it. Learn to turn off distractions, sit in the quiet for 10 to 15 minutes each day, and just simply pray. "Lord, I'm here. Even if you don't speak, I'm listening." And my friend, you'll be surprised what grows in stillness. Did you know in the winter, trees look dead, especially in Illinois where I live? There's no leaves, no fruit, just cold, quiet stillness. But underground, the roots are growing deeper. Winter strengthens what spring is later going to reveal. If you're in a winter season right now in your life, my friend, don't assume that you're barren. God may be growing your roots in the middle of the silence. Let me encourage you for a few moments here. God's silence has purpose. You may be in a place where you've cried out, "God, where are you?" like David did. "How long, O Lord, until you answer me?" And the answer might be, "I'm right here working in ways that you cannot see." God said this in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. He said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways, they're higher." See, God's silence isn't indifference. It's intentional space that is allowed to deepen your faith and your dependence upon God. It teaches us, friend, that you're not living on answers, you're living on presence, on God's holy presence. Years ago, I heard about a large cargo vessel that was approaching a busy harbor in the middle of a violent storm. And the captain of the ship, he knew the waters well, but in that moment of high winds and poor visibility, he radioed for a harbor pilot. Now, these pilots, they don't own the ship. They're not even a part of the crew, but they know the unique depths, the currents, and the hazards of the harbor like the back of their hand. And when the pilot came aboard, the crew had to trust his voice above every other voice on that ship. Now, the wind was howling, the alarms were going off, and the radios were crackling with chatter. But the captain gave an order: silence everything except the pilot. And you know what? In that chaos, the harbor's pilot, his quiet instructions said, "Port side ahead 2 degrees, steady, now ease her in." That became the single authority that guided the ship to safety. And that's what it means to discern God's voice. In the storm of life, there's 100 voices that are going to shout advice to you. Your emotions, your fears, your friends, even the enemy whispering lies. But the Holy Spirit is the harbor pilot who knows the hidden rocks beneath the surface and the safe path forward. If we try to listen to all voices equally, we're going to risk shipwreck. But the wise believer silences every competing sound to tune into his steady direction. Now, here are some thoughts to think about today as we close out Fresh Oil. Who has the mic in your soul? Imagine your inner life like a soundboard in a studio. Whose channel is turned up loud? God's? Or the voice of social media, the news headlines, or personal insecurity? Discerning God's voice means turning down the volume of every other input. Friend, God's voice will never contradict His Word, no matter how convincing a feeling or a person's advice may sound. If it doesn't align with the Bible, it's not the Spirit. The Word of God is the tuning fork for the believer's ears. And then remember today that silence is not emptiness, it's clarity. Some people fear the quiet because they think nothing's happening. But when we intentionally step into stillness, it's like a camera lens finally focusing. You start to see and hear what was there all along, but now you hear it because of the silence. And then, friend, the test of peace. Even when God's leading you into a hard, risky step, there's a settled peace beneath it. If you feel frantic, pressured, or manipulated, it's most likely not God. The Holy Spirit draws you. The enemy drives you. There's a big difference. And then, friend, practice in the small to recognize Him in the big. We often want God's guidance for big life decisions, but we haven't trained our ears to hear Him in the small things. Practice listening to God in the daily moments. God, help me choose the right words. God, help me decide my schedule. God, help me to respond to this person who has a need. And then, friend, in closing today, when the world is loud, God's voice isn't absent. It's distinct. Just like the harbor pilot in the storm, His voice carries a different authority. It has a different peace and a different direction. But you have to choose to silence every other voice so you can obey the one who knows the way home. Father, we thank You today that You are present even when life gets silent. We ask You to help us to trust when we can't hear. Teach us to sit with You in the stillness, God, to understand that You still are in control even when we don't hear. Father, teach us to grow in our faith in these quiet seasons. Let us say like David, I trust in Your unfailing love.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical, transformation. Keith Manley's newest book entitled Grace Changes Everything is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.